On Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Omer Le Abaye Le Rava, and this is about halfway through the Daf. Now, just to review, we had a statement of Rabba Bar Bar Chana earlier in the Daf, here on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and Rava interpreted Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And according to Rava's interpretation, what Rabba Bar Bar Chana had in mind was that if you have in the Pasuk either Etzba or Kehuna, one of those two, that's enough to require Yad Yamin, and that's Likuva, Pasul's the Koban if you do it Biyad Smol. So Rava is going to learn later on in the Daf, Gzer Shav of Yad Yad from Mitzora to Kmitza to teach us the Din of Yamin. Keep that in mind. So we have a Gzeirah Shava, and at the same time, we have the principle of either Etzba or Kahuna. Omalei Abai says to Rava, Hare holochas evorim lakevesh dichsiv behu Kahuna. Let's take the case of holocha, which means that the Evarim have to be brought up to Kevesh, and just a little bit of background here. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, V'hikriv ha-koin esakol v'hiktir ha-mizbecha. So the word kahuna appears in the parasha of Olas Nedova. And this pasuk of a hikriv is referring to holacha. The Omar Mar, we have a brisa, which is going to be brought down later on in Daf Lamed Hey, that when it says v'hikriv ha-kohen, zo holachas evarim lakevesh, it is referring to holachas evarim. In other words, in the previous pasuk, we're looking at pasuk Gimel, if you go backwards to Pasuk Yud Beis, it says Vakerev Akraim Yirchatz Bamayim. So we know already from the previous Pasuk that it's talking about Rechitas Kerev Akraim. So then when the next Pasuk says Vehikriv HaKoin, it must be referring to Holochas Evarim. And since the word kahuna is here, according to Rava, as he interpreted Rava Bar Bar Chana, we have to come to the conclusion that yamin is indispensable. It's an absolute requirement. And bespol will be possible. And yet the Tana, we have a mission in Masechta Tamid with regard to chalukas holochas evrei ha-tamid Beina Kohenim, the mitzvah of Holochas Ha'evarim, in the case of the Korban Todah, was divvied up amongst various Kohenim. And the most significant, which is the first Holocha, is what's called Holochas Ha'gosh Ve'Haregel. That's the thing that's brought up, those are the two parts of the animal that are brought up first to the Mizbeach. And how does the Kohen, who is Zochen, this Chelek of the Holochas Ha'evarim, how does he actually perform this? So the Mishnah tells us, HaRegel Shel Yamin Biad Smolo, he holds the right leg of the animal in his left hand, and the reason why he takes in his left hand is because that same Kohen was Zochen Holochas HaRosh, and it's more respectable for the Rosh, Derech Kavod, that the Rosh should be taken up the Kevesh with his Yad Yamin. So now he has to take at the same time the Regel. So he takes the Regel, the right leg of the animal, Biyad Smola, with his left hand. And the Mishnah tells us, Ubeis Ora Lachutz. Now, so the Mishnah is going to tell us, as the Kohen carries the Rosh up with his right hand and the Regel up with his left hand, what side of the Regel, keep in mind the Regel, the leg was subject to what's called Hafshata, in other words, they mafshit the R. And that part that they removed the skin would go lachutz. There are two directions. There's one direction, klapei ha'am, and then there's the direction where it was actually sliced, and that was situated towards the guf ha'kohen, towards the body of the kohen. In other words, they did it in a way that was most respectful, and that would be their cover that the chatach, that the place where the leg was cut, was severed, should be klapei ha'am rather than klapei ha'mizbeach. So that's called lachutz. And that's clear now that there's no din of yamin with regard to the regel, which is being carried up yad small. And if that be the case, the premise of Rava in the context of Rami Bar Choma, of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, namely that whenever it says either Kohen or Etzpa, that's enough to tell you that you need Yamin. That's not so. Because here it says Vehikriva Kohen in the Olocha Seivorim. And yet the Mishnah is telling you that he's carrying the Regel Yamin Biyad Smolo. How is that possible? The only answer could be that it's not enough, and this was the Havamin in the way we interpreted Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it's not enough to have O Etzpa O Kahuna, one of those two words, but rather we need both of those two words in order to require Yamin. In the case of Olocha Seivorim, the Torah only uses the word Kahuna and not the word Etzpa or Yad. And if we don't have both, then there's no requirement of Yamin. Now it's very interesting that the Gemara here in the Havamina thinks that Olocha Seivorim requires Yamin, as if to say that if the Avoda was done b'smol, there's a Chil Havoda. That's really not even a Havamina, because Olocha Seivorim, and even for that matter Haktara Seivorim, is Einam Akevis Klal. But the Gemara thinks, nevertheless, at least there should be a requirement to do it be a min, as a lechatchila requirement, since it says kahuna, and kahuna is be a min. And even though, again, the entire avoda here, the holocha, and even the Torah is not makeves, but nevertheless it should be done be a min. And the Mishnah is telling you that it's done be ad small. Now, there seems to be a contradiction between the din of kmitza and the din of holocha. Because in both cases, in kmitza and holocha, the Torah used the word kahuna. And yet kmitza is psula bizarre, psula bismol, whereas holocha is kshera bismol. So it's very interesting that when Abai raises this question, he attacks Rava, and yet even Bar Mihach, he leave out Rava, Abai could have objected that there's a stir in the din of Yamin with regard from Kmitza to Holocha Seivorim. So the Panim Meiris says the following, that before Rava's statement, we were thinking that the source for Kmitza, that it requires Yamin, is the Gzera Shava of Yad Yad. It's only after Rava's statement that even Kmitza requires Yamin because of Kahuna, that's when Abai raises the objection from Holocha. So if not for Rava's statement about Kahuna, then we would only operate with regard to Kmitza within the framework of Yad Yad, Gzeira Shava to Mitzorah, and therefore you would require Yamin in the case of Kmitza. But now Rav is saying that Dal Mihachi, even without the Gzeira Shava, you would require Yamin because it says kahuna. Now, I wanted to mention a question here of one of the great Achronim and Kodshim, the Tzon Kodshim. And there's a Tosus here on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur Maskil Vaharei. And the Tzon Kodshim quotes a sugya later on Daf Tzadi Zayin, the Gemara, has a Hekesh, and we've mentioned this in the past, between Karbon Chatos and all other Karbonos, and that's in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, it says Zos HaTorah with an entire list of Karbonos, and on that list is Mincha. So we have a Hekesh between Chatos and Mincha. And the Gemara should have said that we can derive the Psul of Smol from, in the case of Mincha, from Chatos. Why? Because in Chatos it says Kahuna Ve'etzba, and therefore we don't need the word Kahuna, as Rava says it here, to isolate the word Kahuna. And his Chiddush is that Rav Bar Chana doesn't need both Kahuna and Etzba. Well, maybe he needs both Kahuna and Etzba. And yet, in the case of Mincha, even if we don't have both Kahuna and Etzba, nevertheless, we have a Hekesh between Chatos, where we have both Kahuna and Etzba, and all the other Karbonos, including Mincha. So Tzon Kodshim answers that there's a Shita Rabbi Yochanan later on in Memtes, that Ein Lemedim Lamad Min Alamad B'Kodshim. Notice, if you derive B from A in Kodshim, you cannot derive C from B. That's already too far removed. And if that be the case, then to add a Hekesh to something that's derived from a Gzeirah Shavah, we're not able to do such a trick. We can't pull it off. In other words, you cannot derive Yamin in the case of Kmitza from Chatos, because the din of Chatos itself to require Yamin is derived from Gzeirah Shavah, from Mitzora. Now for Chatos, through a Hekesh to teach me about Kmitza, that's impossible. So therefore the Gemara raises the kasha that we should derive Kmitza from Kahuna. That even though in Kmitza we don't have both Etzba and Kahuna, but nevertheless we have Kahuna, and yet the Mishnah says, Kometz b'smol pasul, says Rav, it must be, we have no choice but to conclude that the word Kahuna is enough to teach me the psul of smol, even without the word Etzba, and there's no way of deriving it from the Hekesh to Chatos, where we have both Etzba and Kahuna. Now, based on the fact that Rava from the Mishnah in Menachos of Kmitza has to derive that the conclusion that Kahuna alone is enough, Abai asks him the question from Halachas Eivarim, where it says Vehikrav HaKohen, and yet in Halachas Eivarim he could be molech the regel of the behema biyad smol. Now, there's another problem here in this sugya that we want to focus on for a moment. The Gemara here is assuming, and that's Rava's statement, that if it says Kahuna alone or Etzba alone, that's enough to teach me Yad Yamin. Now, where is Etzba alone? In the case of Chatos, it says both Etzba and Kahuna. In other Karbonos, it doesn't say Etzba at all. So there's a Rashi in Masechta Menachos that says that in the parasha of Par Kohen Gadol, which he brings on Yom HaKippurim in Vayikra Tezayin, in Achrimos it says V'lokach midam hapar v'hiza v'etzbo, and there's no word Kahuna there, it only says Etzba. In any event, the Gemara now offers the following answer to Abai's question. Ki amrinon, when do we say O Etzba, O Kahuna? Either one of these two words could teach us Yimin b'dovrama akiv kapara. It's only referring to an avoda which is absolutely indispensable, dumya de mitzora. Because in the case of mitzora, which is the source of the gzeira shava, The halacha of hazah is ma'keves, is absolutely indispensable in order to create tahara. And that's, we explained earlier, that the Kohen does the hazah betzbo, he takes from the lug shemen, sheva pa'amim, lifnei kodesh hakodshim. And that's absolutely indispensable in the process of tahara, in the case of mitzorah. Halacha seifarim, la'kevesh, is not indispensable. It's not ma'keves. And therefore, even if, as a general rule, we would say kahuna generates a chiyuv of yamin, but that's only with regard to an avoda ma'keves. In the case of halacha seifarim, and we said even haktara seifarim is not indispensable. The kaparas hakarbon for the bailim can be achieved even without the haktara seifarim. So how much more so without the halacha lakevesh? And therefore, we're not going to be able to derive from mitzorah that you need yad yamin. So the Gemara asks, but wait a minute, vare kabbalah. In the case of kabbalah sadan dekasa behu kahuna, the pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, vekrivu. And we always understand the word vekrivu means kabbalah. Vekrivu bnei Aaron hakohenes adam. So kahuna is mentioned, and not only that, v'davar ma'akiv v'kaparahu. There's no kapara without kabbalah adam, and yet tnan. We have a mishnah back on daf tezvav midbeis kibel b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon machshir. So Rabbi Shimon holds that an avodah smol is kshera, even though it says kahuna. Now it's very strange, because why is the Gemara asking this kash on Rava from the opinion of Rav Shimon? Why not bring a proof to Rava from the opinion of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say that Yamin is absolutely indispensable, and the absence of Yamin in Kabbalah Saddam passels the carbon. It's possible that since the pasuk says v'lokach hakohen midam achatos be'etzbo, and that word v'lokach is a reference to kabbalah sadam, and we have a principle called, according to the chachamim shita, that the mikra is midrash, you can be dorish it both li'achrov and lefanov. And that we had earlier in the sugya. So therefore, since the Torah says etzba, and it's wedged between v'lokach and v'nasan, so if we say the etzba lefanov, then even the v'lokach, which means the kabbalah sadam, requires etzba, requires yad yamin. So v'lokach is kabbalah sadam, and then it says etzba to require yamin. That doesn't prove the chacham now, who require yamin in kabbalah sadam, would not serve as a proof to Rava, because it says v'lokach hakohen midam achatas betzbo. So we have v'lokach, which means kabbalah sadam. We have hakohen and we have betzbo, and that's going to certainly require yamin, and that has nothing to do with Rava. Rava's chiddush is that the word kohen is enough to generate yamin. So chachamim sheet is not going to be a support for Rava. So now the Gemara turns around and looks at Rabbi Shimon Shita and wants to know, why isn't Rabbi Shimon Shita, who's machshir avodah b'smol in the case of Kabbalah, a kasha on Rava? And the assumption is that Rabbi Shimon would also agree to this principle that kahuna is enough to tell me yamin. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Shimon tarati boy. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Chacham on this very point. And whereas the Chachamim could accept hakohen or kahuna to teach you yamin, Rabbi Shimon requires both hakohen, kahuna, and etzba. And in the case of Kabbalah, it mentions kahuna, but it doesn't mention etzba. And the reason for that is, even though we said according to Chachamim, it mentions etzba as well, but the shita of Rabbi Shimon is that mikra nidrash lachorav bilvad. So the pasuk etzba now is referring to vinasan that comes in the next word, namely to zrikas adam. But it's not ola lamafreya back on the word v'lokach on kabbalas adam. So the Gemara asks, "Umi boy, Rav Shimon Tati, is it true that Rav Shimon requires both the words etzba and hakohen?" V'asanya, we have a brisa, Rav Shimon Omer kol mokom shenemar yad eino ela yamin, etzba eino ela yamin. So we see clearly that Rabbi Shimon is not maintaining that you need two psukim in order to tell you yad, in order to tell you yamin, but rather, if you have either one of two psukim, for example, you have the word yad, or alternatively, you have the word etzva, then you require yamin for one of these two words, and small pasels the avodah. If it's one word is enough, then l'chor we shouldn't need both etzba and kahuna. And now we go back to that question about Kabbal Saddam, where the Torah mentions Kohen without mentioning etzba, and the Gemara thinks there's no difference here between Kohen and Yad, just like Yad alone without etzba is enough, so too Kohen should be enough without etzba. And the Gemara answers, no. Etzba lo boy kahuna. The word etzba, according to Reb Shimon, is enough to generate a requirement of yamin. But kahuna, if the word kahuna appears without the word etzba, boy etzba, must have the word etzba. So we need kahuna and etzba. Kahuna is not enough, although etzba is enough. So now the Gemara asks a different kashvi, ela kohen lovely, meaning according to Rabbi Shimon, that the word kahuna does not generate a chiyuv. Does not. We cannot derive a chiyuv of a requirement of yamin based on the word kahuna. We need etzba with it. So why did the Torah add the word kahuna in the mitzvah of Kabbalah Saddam? According to Rabbi Shimon, Kabbalah Saddam is kshera bismol. And even though it says Vekrivu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, so it already says b'nei Aaron, the word HaKohanim is completely superfluous with regard to Kabbal Saddam, Bishleim according to Chachomim Nicha, because the word HaKohanim is going to teach us, even without the word Etzma, that you need Yamin. But according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't require Yamin, because Kahuna alone without Etzma is not enough, why did the Torah add the word Kahuna and say b'nei Aaron HaKohen? And the Gemara, now, since again the pasuk says b'nei Aaron, Rashi clarifies this, Dibra Masaliela, the Torah didn't have to add the word Kohen, and that's extra for a drasha. Now the Panim Eiros adds that the Gemara didn't really have a tzad to say that you don't need this in this pasuk kahuna. Definitely we need kahuna. In other words, there's a basic need to teach me that you need avodas kohen with regard to Kabbalah, but as far as the extra words of b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, that's what the Gemara is focused on. So again, according to Tanakhama, Rava says that either etzba or kahuna would be enough to teach me yamin, so you can't raise the question why the Torah had to add the word kahuna, because that's going to teach me yamin. And as we said before, the whole kash is according to the Chachamim. So the Gemara answers b'kihuno, that Rabbi Shimon is going to use this extra word hakohanim to teach me that the kohanim absolutely must wear big day kahuna at the time of Kabbalah Saddam, and if they're not wearing big day kahuna, the Kabbalah is posel and the avodah is psula. Again, this is problematic because the Gemara back on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis had a special drasha because of the extra words in the pasuk to teach me that the reason why big day kuna is an absolute requirement is because bizman shebig dam aleim kunasam aleim, but ain big dam aleim ain kunasam aleim. They have a din of a zar. Why do we need a special pasuk by Kabbalah to generate a chiyuv of levishas begadim. So the Nezer HaKodesh points out, based on a Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that if not for this pasuk, we would have said that only those parshios with Bigdei Kahuna are ma'akev. Excuse me, only those parshas which mention Bigdei Kahuna, then Bigdei Kahuna are ma'akev. But if the Torah didn't mention Bigdei Kahuna, then you don't even have to wear Bigdei Kahuna. And in the parsha of Kabbalah, Bigdei Kahuna is not mentioned, and that's why the Gemara has a drash here that Kahuna, in the parsha of Kabbalah Saddam, is coming to be mechayev begadim, and to teach us that whenever it says Kahuna, it means Kahuna with begadim, and without begadim, then I consider Kahuna sam aleihem. And the Taras HaKodesh asks the following question: from whence do the Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Shimon, and they hold that the word Kahuna is teaching the Yamin, how do they derive the halacha of Bigdeim Aleim, of Kuna Sam Aleim, that the Kuna requires Bigdei Kuna? And he answers that Rabbi Akiva, back on Daf Yud Gimel, derives the din of Ikuv, the requirement, the absolutely indispensable requirement of Bigdei Kuna, from Exeris Shava, from the words Bnei Aaron, not from Kuna. So Bnei Aaron could teach me Bigdei Kahuna. That's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. And the extra words after Bnei Aaron, Akkadim, are going to teach you that Yamin is a requirement, is an absolute requirement. But now we're going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not accept that Kahuna generates an absolute requirement of Yamin. And therefore, what's he going to do with Kahuna? He's going to derive the halacha Bigdei Kahuna from the extra word Kahuna, and he doesn't accept Rabbi Akiva, who derives Bigdei Kahuna from Exeris Shavah Bnei Aaron. Now the Gemara asks the question of our Izrika. In the case of Izrika Saddam, in all Karbonos, we'll leave out the case of Chatos, because in the case of Chatos, the Torah says Etzba, and we've already derived back on Amud Aleph that according to Rabbi Shimon, Yamin is an absolute requirement in Zrika Saddam in the case of Chatos, and small apostles the Zrika. However, in the case of other Karbonos, Lokas of Behuela Kahuna, there's no requirement, the Torah doesn't specify in Zrika Saddam of Shar Karbonos that you need Etzba. Etzba only appears in Chatos, and all you have in Shar Karbonos is Kahuna. And yet the Mishnah says, Zorak b'smol pasul v'lo polig Rabbi Shimon. Now, it's not clear where this Mishnah is. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah which requires Yamin in Zrika and pasul's smol in Zrika. Rabbi Nutam and Sefer Yosha asked this question to his brother, the Rashbam, that we don't find this Mishnah anywhere. And the Rashbam answered him that the Gemara had in mind our Mishnah here at the beginning of the Perek on Tesvav Amid Beis that disqualifies Kabbalah Saddam b'smol. And there's a Kalva Chomer that if Kabbalah Saddam is possible b'smol, then how much more so Zrika, which generates the Kaparas HaKarbon, requires smol. And in Sefer Yosher it says that the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention Zrika Lehedja, but it only mentions that Kabbalah Saddam b'smol is psula, is because the Mishnah is talking about after Shechita. And the Mishnah wants to tell you that Holacha and Zrika, all these require Yamin. And therefore it mentions Kabbalah Saddam first. That's the first of the three after Shechita. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees only in the case of Kabbalah. And there he's Machshir Smol. Apparently in Zrika, which is much more Chamur, he would agree that we require Yamin. In the case of Kabbalah, he says it's Kosher B'smol. But apparently, Shtika Kodod, he agrees to the Chachamim that in the case of Zrika, even in Shar Karbonos, Smol is possible. Lo Polig Rabbi Shimon. Amar Abaye, Polig B'Braisa. But if he doesn't argue in the Mishnah, his Machlokas is recorded in the Braisa. The Sanya, we have a Braisa that says, Kibel B'smol Posel, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Zorak B'smol Posel, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. So we see again that the word Kahuna alone is not enough to generate a requirement of Yamin. And therefore in Zrika and Shar Karbonos, we only have the word Kahuna, we don't have the word Etzba. So it's not like the case of Chatos, where the Torah says both Kohen and Etzpah, or for that matter, even Etzpah alone might be enough. And therefore, in the case of Zrik and Chatos, Rabbi Shimon would agree that you need absolutely a min, but not in the cases of Shar Karbonos. There's Zrik Bismol is kosher because we only have the word Kahuna and we don't have the word Etzpah. The Gemara now goes back to the sheet of the Chachamim that hold that if Etzpah or Kahuna, either one of those words, are enough to derive and establish a chiyuv of yamin. Ella hadyama Rava. Rava says with regard to the pasuk in Taras HaMetzor Vayikri Yudalit, it says umi yeser hasheven yiten hakohen al tnuch ozen hametayer hayamonis val bohen yodo hayamonis v'al bohen raglo hayamonis. Now three times the Torah repeats yamonis, and these three parts of the pasuk are superfluous and unnecessary. And Rashi explains this elsewhere, Masechta Yevamos, that the pasuk that deals with the Nesinas Shemen in the case of Mitzora in Ashir is Mufna L'drasha. It's extra superfluous for a drasha because earlier the Torah had already established these dinim. Again, we're in Vayikra Yudalit, but forget about Pasuk Yud Zayin, which is the Pasuk that we're looking at now and for which Rav is going to derive three halachas. But in Pasuk Yud Dalet earlier, in the case of Nesinas Dam HaOsham, and Nesinas HaShemen is considered Al Dam HaOsham, therefore we already know all the requirements of Yamin from the case of Nesinas Dam HaOsham, because Nesinas Shemen is compared explicitly in the Torah to Nesinas Dam HaOsham. But be that as it may, Rav has three categories, there are three words in the Pasuk of Taras HaMetzor that are superfluous, and each one is going to be used to derive a Gzeirah Shavah. So at the beginning of the Pasuk it says, Bo'en Yado HaYamonis, Yad Yad L'Kmitza. Just like in the parasha of Kmitza in Vayikra Tes, it says Vayimale Kapo Mimena, and the word Kapo, meaning his palm, has the same status, so to speak, same interpretation as Yad, and it's open now for the Gzeirah Shavah, which is again very interesting how Gzeirah Shavah operates. But be that as it may, just like Yad in the parasha of Mitzora is Yamin, and that's explicit. It says Bo'en Yado Ayaminis. Yado Ayaminis. So too in Kmitzu it says Kapo, we require Yad Yamin. And that's what Rava derives from the extra word Yado Hayimonis, the extra words. And keep in mind when we talk about Kmitza, there are two dimensions to Kmitza. There's the actual Komitz, and then there's going to be the Kiddush HaKomitz. We'll get to that in just a minute. But let's just complete what Rava says here. The Pasuk opens up in Parshas HaMetzora with Yiten HaKohen al Tnuch Ozen HaMetar HaYimonis, and it also mentions Regel Bohen Raglo HaYimonis. And again, since these are superfluous, therefore Regel L'Chalitza, this is going to teach me that just like in Chalitza where the Torah says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav U'meis Echad Mehem U'ben Ein Lo Lotia Eish Semes Achutz L'Yizar Yivama Yavoa Leha V'Lokha Lo L'Isha V'Yibma V'Yimlo Yachpotza Ish L'Kachas As Yivimto V'Nigsha Yevimto Elov Liene Yaskenim Vecholza Nalo Meal Raglov Vyarka Bifanov Vyomra Kocha Yeosel Isha Shel Yivnes Beis Achiv. So it says Meal Raglov. So the word regal appears in Chalitza, and regal appears in Taras HaMetzora. There it says explicitly Raglo Hayimonis, and therefore Chalitza requires regal Yamin. Here in the parasha of Ritzia, if the Eved Ivri decides that he doesn't want to go free in the seventh year, and the Torah says, V'im Amar Yomar Ha'evra Haftias Adonias Ishti Vesbonai Loetze Chavshi Vigisho Adonav Elkim Verotza Adonav Es Ozno. The word Ozen. And in Taras HaMetzor it says Ozen Hayeminis. Is therefore Ritzia is a reference to Ozen Yeminis. That's the Ozen which they into which they bore a hole. So now the Gemara asks Lomeli, why in the case of Kmitza does Rabba find it necessary to introduce the Gzeres Shava of Yad Yad to derive the din of Kmitza B'Yamin? After all, Rabba himself had interpreted Mida Rabba Bar Bachana Nafka that according to Rabba's interpretation of Rabba Bar Chama, all you need is one word. Is kahuna is enough to generate the requirement of yamin. And in Kmitza it says v'kamatz hakohen in Vayikrahei, and that should teach me that you need yamin. I don't need the gzeres shav of yad yad. So the Gemara now postulates that there are two dimensions to Kmitza, and we need two limudim to teach us that both of them require yamin. Chad, one yamin, is going to be lekometz, that you mean that for the kmitz itself you need yamin. And that's going to be derived from yad yad in the gzeres shavu v'chad, and then I need the word kahuna lekidush hakometz, which means the klisharis. In other words, the seder of havas hamincha was the following: first, a person, anybody, a non kohen, he brings his soles from his house, and he brings it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Kohen is Kometz Mimokom Shenisraba Mimena. This is a Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbonis Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. And then V'nosein HaKometz L'Klisharetz. The Kohen has to place the Kometz into a Klisharetz U'Mekadsho B'Klisharetz, and then Mala Osal Gavi Mizbeach. So there's a requirement of v'nosan hakometz l'klishares, v'sinas hakometz l'toch klishares, and that generates the kiddush of the kometz. And we'll see soon that not everybody requires this action, but we're holding like the chachamim that require this action, and that has to be done b'yad yamin, and that's going to be derived from the extra word kahuna here in the parasha of v'kometz hakohen in Kmitza. Now it means that when the Kohen, now again there are two Kohen in here, there's one Kohen to do the Kmitza, and there's another Kohen who does the Kiddush HaKometz in a Klisharis. But that Kohen, when he holds on to the Klisharis for the purpose of Kiddush HaKometz, he has to hold it in Yad Yamin. And that's called Nesina L'Klisharis. The Nesina HaKometz L'Tok Klisharis has to be done with his right hand. He's holding on to the klishares with his right hand. And therefore we need both the gzeres shava of yad yad and the extra word kahuna, the gzeres shava of yad yad for the kmitz itself, and the extra word hakohen to teach us that the kiddush in the klishares, the nesinas hakometz klishares, also has to be done when the kohen is holding on to the klishares b'yamin. Now, in Menachos on Daf Chavav, there's a machlokas hamoroim between Rav Yanai and Rav Nachman as to how to interpret the shita of Rabbi Shimon with regard to the issue of kiddush hakometz. We said before that you need, in addition to the kmitz itself, nesinas hakometz l'toch klisharis as a ma'isa kiddush. However, Rav Yana is of the opinion there in Masechta Menachos Chavav that Rav Shimon doesn't require Kiddush Kometz at all, and Rav Nachman holds that Rav Shimon agrees that there is a requirement of Kiddush HaKometz. Now keep in mind, let's not forget that the Gemara now is holding that you need two limudim for Kmitza to require Yamin in both the Kmitza and in the Kiddush HaKmitza L'Tol Klisharis. That's going to be okay for the Chachamim. However, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon de Loboy Kiddush Kometz, according to Rav Yana at least, Rabbi Shimon drops the whole requirement of Kiddush Kometz. So to say therefore there's an extra pasuk to teach Yamin makes no sense. But the Gemara goes a step further. V'afla Mandiyom, even according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who maintains that Rabbi Shimon Nami Boy, Rabbi Shimon requires Kiddush Kometz. And according to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Shimon is Machshir the Avodas HaMincha. Without Klisharis, that's only as far as Laktor is concerned. But before that, there's an absolute requirement, even according to Rav Shimon, to Mekadish the Kometz in a Kli. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, Bismol Akshurei Machshir. Even Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who requires, according to Rav Shimon, Kiddush Kometz, is Moda that you can do that Kiddush while he's holding Yad Smol. And the reason for that is because Kiddush Kometz is not as Chomur as Kabbalah Saddam. In the case where, in Kabbalah Saddam, Rabbi Shimon says that Smol is enough. And how much more so in the case of Kiddush Kometz, which is relatively kal compared to Kabbalah Saddam, he would certainly not require Yamin, but accept Hechsher Hechsher Kiddush HaKometz B'Klisharis B'Smol. Fine. So the Gemara knows that according to Rav Shimon, with regard to Kiddush HaKometz, Smol is fine, even if you hold like Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Kiddush Kometz B'Klisharis. If so, Yad Yad De Rava Lamali, why does Rava need the Gzer Shav of Yad Yad? Why is that necessary? In other words, you cannot tell me that the Gzer Shav is teaching me that the Kiddush HaKometz has to be done by Yamin, because we're holding now like Rav Shimon, who either A, doesn't require Kiddush Klal, or even if he does require Kiddush HaKometz, he accepts small. The Ilu Kmitza Atzma, and if you'll tell me that he needs the Gzeir Shava for Kmitza, that the Kmitza itself requires Yamin, Mid Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia Nafka, we have a derivation from Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Chia, the Omer Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Chia, my time of the Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon hold that the Haktaras HaMincha can be done without a Klisharis? In other words, with his Yad, he just puts the Kometz of the Mincha onto the Mizbeach. The Omer Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shimon, my time of the Rav Shimon, the Omer Kra Kodesh Kadoshim Hi Kachatos Vicha Osham. There's a hekesh here between Mincha and two karbonos. Number one, Chatos, and number two, Osham. This is in Vayikra Perek Vav. And this is going to teach me that there are two alternatives, there are two options for Hakravas HaMincha. One is an option that fits into the pattern of Chatos and is derived from the hekesh Kikodesh Kadoshim Ikachatos, that Bali Ovda Biyad, if the Haktoras HaMincha, by the option that was chosen by the Kohen, is going to be Biyad, which is Rav Shimon Shita, that he has such an option, is then Ovda Biyamin. The Haktorah Biyad has to be done Biyad Yamin. Why? Because it has the same din as Kechatos, meaning like Zrikas, Damachatos, which has to be done Biyad Yamin, because with regard to Chatos, we said that even Rav Shimon agrees that you must have Yamin, because the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKohen Midamachatos Be'etzbo, and Hazoz Damachatos has to be done with the Yad that is Tovel Be'etzba. And Rav Shimon agrees that the Hazoz here, in the case of Chatos, has to be Biyad Yamin, because it says Etzba and Kahuna, and the combination thereof we already learned on Daf Chav Dal requires Yamin. So if the Kohen, in the case of Haktoras HaMincha, opts to do the Haktora Biyad, then he's got to do it the way Zrika is done in a Korban Chatos, Biyad Yamin. However, he has another option, Bali Ovda B'Kli, if he wants to do the Avodah of Haktoras HaMincha B'Kli, that's okay, Li Ovda B'Smol Ke Osham. Since Osham fits into the pattern of Shar Karbonos, where we say that according to Rav Shimon, Smol is okay, is fine. The only requirement of Zrika Saddam B'Yamin, according to Rav Shimon, is Dafkin Chatos, where the Torah mentions etzba and kahuna, but in shar karbonos, where those words are not mentioned, then we don't require yamin. So that Rabbi Shimon justifies the hekesh here to both chatas and asham by saying that if he does the avodah biyad, then the etzba yad has to be like chatos, has to be mimin. But if he chooses to do it bekli, then the equation is going to be to asham, which is shar karbonos, that doesn't require yimin. So we see from this drasha that the kohen has the option of doing the avodas hamincha either biyad or bekli. But in any event, we derive here the conclusion that if the avodas hamincha is done biyad, it requires yamin. And that's going to be the source for kmitza as well. The kmitza requires yamin because kmitza is also done biyad. And if this be the case, once again, we don't understand how to justify the gzeres shav of yad yad. In other words, since the process of kiddush, even according to the Man D'Omer, who says that Rabbi Shimon agrees that there has to be kiddush, but nevertheless he doesn't require yamin, and the din that kmitza requires yamin is derived from the hekesh to chatos, because again the kmitza is done biyad, and if the kmitza is done biyad, it has the same status as we saw as chatos, which is done bi'etzba yad yamin. So we know that there's a requirement of yamin biyad. Why then do we need the gzeres shavah to mitzora of yad yad? And the Gemara answers, lo nitzricha ela lekometz minchas chote. Now minchas chote is a very unique carbon mincha. It's a case of someone who violates shvuas eidus or shvuas bitui or tumas migdash v'kadoshav. He brings a carbon ol of the yore, that's in Vayikra Hay, which means that an Asher brings a behemah lechatos, an Ani brings shtei torim or shnei b'nei yonah. And if he doesn't have enough to pay, he doesn't have the finances to afford shnei torim or shnei b'nei yonah, then he brings a korban mincha, and this mincha is called a minchas chote. And on the pasuk in the parish of Vayikra Hay, pasuk Yud Aleph, with regard to minchas chote, the Torah says, lo yasim aleha shemen v'lo yiten aleha levona, that the normal requirements in a korban mincha of shemen and levona are dropped. Ki chatos hi, because this is a korban that's brought on chet as opposed to the other menachos. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who says that even when we require shemen levona, when the carbon is brought, al menash lo yeh chote niskar laviach es dmeim, the Torah says he shouldn't bring a shemen ulevona, in this case of a minchas chote. Isalka daitach amino, I would have thought, ho el v'yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says at the beginning of Masechta Menachos, that the reason why the Torah doesn't require, in the case of minchas chote, shemen and levona, as it does with regard to other menachos, is because lo yeh karbona mehudar, the Torah doesn't want to embellish and beautify the carbon that's brought on chet. Is therefore key comments, I would think, that the kmitz itself is small namitis kasher, that even kmitz itself could be biad small. Again, even though we said before that Reb Shimon has this hekesh between mincha and chatos, that if the avoda saktaras amincha was done biyad, then like zrikas chatos, it requires yamin, but that would apply to all chatos, with the exception of to all minachos, excuse me, with the exception of minchas chote, because minchas chote, the Torah is much more mekil, it's not such an embellished, fancy avoda. Let's just get by the minchas chote, it's kamash balon, therefore we need the gzeres shava of yad yad to teach us that even a minchas chote requires that the kmitza be done be yamin. So now we have in the case of kiddush b'klishares with regard to the avodas hamincha, we don't require yamin at all, but with regard to the kmitza itself we require yamin. But here it breaks down into two different drushos. one is as far as all menachos. That's derived because it says v'kamatz hakohen, and from that word hakohen we can derive the requirement of yamin. Even though, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, hakohen is not sufficient, you need kohuna boy etzva. And in the parasha of Kmitza, it doesn't say etzva, it only says hakohen. Nevertheless, we have the hekesh of Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, that in the parasha of Hakrovas HaMincha, it says kodesh kadoshim hi kachatos v'kaosham. And the equation between Hakrovas HaMincha and Chatos is going to teach me that just like Chatos with the Zrika, even according to Rav Shimon, requires Yamin, so too in the case of Mincha, which is equated to Chatos, you require Yamin. With regard to Minchas Chote, the requirement of Yamin is derived from the Gzeres Shav of Yad Yad, as we saw in Rava's words. Now Rashi explains over here that we derive from the Hekesh that all the avodos of the Mincha require Yad, require Yamin. Now it's just like Zrikas Dam Chatos requires Yamin, so too all the avodos of Mincha, if he's implementing them with his Yad and he doesn't take advantage of the other alternative option of Kli, he requires Yamin. Now, Kmitza, when it's done biyad, needs yamin. That's clear. So the Taras HaKodesh is bothered because Rashi, back on Daf Yud Aleph, writes that there are four avodas of Mincha that parallel the four avodas of a Zevach. Kmitza parallels Shechita. And then we have the Kiddush, which we said in a klisharis, which parallels Kabbalah Saddam. And then we have Halacha Sakomis, which is like Halacha Saddam in Zvachim. We have Haktara Sakamincha, which is parallel, corresponds to Zrika Saddam Zvachim. Now, if Kmitza is Keneged Shechita, then it should be Ksheira B'Smol, because Shechita itself is Ksheira B'Smol, so why shouldn't Kmitza be Ksheira L'Smol? And he answers that Rabbi Yehuda derives here the laws of Mincha from a Hekesh to Chatos, that just like in the case of Chatos, the Avod has to be done by Yamin, which namely Zrika needs Yamin. The other Avodos, which are done by Kli, can be done by Smol, so too in Mincha, the Avoda which requires Yad is going to require Yamin, and only Yamin. And therefore, even though in the Seder Avodos, Kiddush HaMincha is Keneged Kabbalah Saddam, we're not going to derive the din of Kabbalah, Ein Dina Mi Kabbalah Ela Mi Zrika. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia is of the opinion that there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush B'Kli, and therefore the Hekesh between Mincha and Chatos is not going to refer to the case of Kiddush HaSakomitz v'Klishares, but rather Komatz v'Holich v'Hikter b'Yad. That avod has to be done b'Yamin. Now, all this is on Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph, taking us to the Mishnah, which Amir Shem will study in the next year. But I do want to point out here that on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, we have a note here in the Masifta. And he quotes a Braisa later on Daf Tzadiches, that the Braisa has a Hekesh of all Karbonos to Chatos with regard to the requirement of Yamin. And It's very strange here. Gemara says, Lo Polig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree with the fact that Zrikas Adam, in the case of Chatos, requires Yamin. We never found that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. Now, the Gemara didn't want to say that perhaps the reason why Rabbi Shimon passels small is because the hekesh of all korbanos techatos, the Gemara is going to assume that the reason why in the case of chatos riko requires yumin, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't disagree with that, is because of the word kahuna. That in shaar korbanos all we have is kahuna, and we don't have etzba. Why not quote the brisa later on that establishes the hekesh between all korbanos techatos, and therefore we should certainly require yamin? And even if Rabbi Shimon does not maintain that kahuna is enough to pasul yamin, but let's pasul yamin mitzad the hekesh. Now, we mentioned earlier, if you recall, that Rabbi Tam says that we don't have such a Mishnah. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, a phantom Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon says nothing. And Rabbi Tam offers a whole new pshat in this sugya, which we didn't get into, that the sugya is really addressing the case of Malika Ba'of, not Zrika in Zemach. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible to derive from the Hekesh the din of Yamin, because in Ophos, we don't have that Hekesh. And this you'll see in Tosis Divrei HaMaskil Vehare. Now, the Tanakama in the Braisa on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph requires Yamin in Kabbalas Adam, because if Etzpa is Ola Liel Mafreya Lefanov, as we say, and the word etzba goes on Kabbalah, that's enough to require yamin in Kabbalah Sadam. But he doesn't derive it from the fact that it says kahuna. That's interesting, because the Gemara here on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis in its Kasha seems to assume that kahuna alone is enough to generate yamin. And yet the Gemara in Amud Aleph assumes that the reason why in Kabbalah Sadam you require Yamin is because of the word Etzpa, even though the word Kohen appears in the parasha of Zrika Sadam. Of Kabbalah Sadam. So why is it that there on Amud Aleph the derivation, the source for Yamin in Kabbalah Sadam is Etzpa, and yet here you assume that for sure, according to the Chachamim, HaKohen, Kahuna is enough to teach me Yamin. And therefore, if we saw it in Zrika, let's apply it to Kabbalah as well. So Tosfos says that the Gemara here is coming to be cholek on Rabbi Shimon, and as we explained, according to Rabbi Shimon, based on Rava, it's O Etzpa O Kuhuna, one of the two. In other words, Tosfos points out that Le'el in the Sugya on Daf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara is analyzing the machlokas between Rav Shimon and Chachamim, whether Etzpa alone could generate a requirement of Yamin, and the Chachamim are coming to disagree with Rav Shimon. Therefore, the Gemara mentions that the word etzpa teaches me that in Kabbalah Sadam there's a requirement of yamin. Here, the Gemara Amud Beis is not dealing with that point as to whether etzpa alone is sufficient, and Enochinami derived the requirement of yamin in Kabbalah Sadam according to the Chachamim from the word kahuna alone. And then the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shimon holds the word kahuna alone is not enough to teach me and derive the requirement of yamin. Now, the Mishnah that we want to study in the next year is going to address another aspect of Kabbalah Sadam and Karbonos, and that is, to what extent does the Kohen have to receive the dam from the tzavar of the animal and be zorik the dam immediately? Again, the Kabbalah Sadam was in a Mizrak, in a Kli Shares. What happens if instead of doing the Kabbalah Sadam and immediately doing the zrika from the klishares, the dam is nishpach, and it falls on the Ritzpas HaZorah. This is going to lead us to an entire sugya about Ritzpas HaZorah, what the status of the Ritzpah is. I think we've touched on this in the past, and Imritz Hashem B'li Neder will pick it up again.